So something really exciting has happened that I have to share with you, but I do pre-warn, it's a little bit sad as well.
So sad, then exciting.
So, no, it's going to start with exciting, then a bit sad, but mostly exciting.
Okay, I'm ready.
So I became, funnily enough, they trusted me with this, I became a pastor in 2006, which was really cool. So I was a youth pastor. And I loved that. And I thought, gee, it would be good to do like full-time ministry one day. That would be really cool. Because it's kind of hard to juggle like a pastoring role with other work. I know lots of people do it and I take my hat off to them because it must be insane. So I was a pastor at my church on the Central Coast for about 5 years at the Coast Community Church there. And then some people would remember I took off to Norfolk Island. So there's five Christian churches on Norfolk Island, but they don't have any youth ministry. And so it was really cool. My wife and I and kids got to go over to Norfolk and be part of this new youth ministry on behalf of all the churches. It was really cool. So that was set up after about a year and a half. And then we thought, oh, well, we feel like the kind of mission here is done. But we stayed for another year and a half just to make sure it was all sorted and it would continue. And it continues today. Yeah, it is really cool. They run Unit Youth. And so then we felt like, okay, we've fulfilled this God-given mission, and we came home and I returned to pastoring at my church, which I really love and I really enjoy. And I was doing breakfast at the same time with Aaron. And again, it was that balance of, okay, I'm pastoring and I'm doing breakfast and I love them both. And then the exciting thing is this year, my church, the elders and the senior pastor approached me and they said, hey, it's possible for you to have a full-time role in ministry if you would like it. And I was terribly excited and I said, yes, but sorry.
Oh, I was about to do my woo-hoo.
Almost prayed about it first.
Oh, okay.
That's really important. And then I've gone, yeah, this is great. So I've got the opportunity to become a full-time pastor.
Thank
you. Please. Really exciting. It's really exciting.
And we do trust you with that. Oh, my goodness.
I know. That's crazy, right?
Yeah.
So here's the sad bit.
Oh, okay.
That goes with that. So being presented with such an opportunity, which I'm really excited about and really passionate about, to do that well and to do that properly, I don't want to try and balance that out with other commitments, even other things that I really enjoy and really love, which would be breakfast at Hope. So it does mean that when I take up this role, I will no longer be doing breakfast. No, hang on.
Okay.
Now, hang on.
I'm not booing. I'm staying with my woohoos.
Thank you very much, Laura. I feel the boos are a bit harsh.
Yeah.
I am still part of the Hope because this radio station is really unique in that it is a family. And so we are family here in the studio and everyone in the building. And you listening are part of our Hope family as well. So I don't feel like I'm leaving the Hope family at all because I will still continue to support Hope. Yes, that's right.
Okay, so just to clarify.
Yes.
You're leaving me and you're leaving Hopeland and you're leaving us.
Leaving.
But you're going to be doing the extraordinary thing of becoming a full-time pastor, a full-time minister, which is so extraordinary and I'm so happy for you.
Thank you, Laura Bennett. It all starts on April 7th. So April 7th will be my last time in the den here, Laura Bennett. But I've thoroughly enjoyed trying to find you a husband and travelling to Nepal with you and dropping you 27 metres.
Oh, yeah. You know what I'm most excited about? This means I get to find someone who hopefully wears their shoes in the studio.
Oh, goodness.
And maybe wears deodorant at least every second Tuesday. It would be really helpful.
Oh, I wear deodorant once a month. So we can celebrate. We can celebrate. Dan and Laura, Hope 103.2.
Hope Breakfast with Dan and Laura.